Figure 2, results from first latent variable. The figure includes two parts. The first part is a brain activation map for addition and subtraction tasks with left and right hemisphere views. The figure shows brain regions activated during addition and subtraction tasks. Orange areas represent significant positive activity. Blue areas represent significant negative activity. The images include both lateral and medial views of the left and right hemispheres for each task. The highlighted regions differ between addition and subtraction tasks, emphasizing task-specific brain engagement. For the left side of the brain during the addition task, the lateral view shows significant positive activity towards the parietal lobe and significant negative activity towards the occipital lobe. The medial view shows significant positive activity towards the frontal lobe and the occipital lobe. The right side of the brain during the addition task in the lateral view shows significant negative activity towards the frontal lobe, towards the parietal lobe, and significant positive activity towards the occipital lobe, and further back towards the parietal lobe. The medial view of the right side of the brain during the addition task shows significant positive activity towards the occipital lobe, towards the frontal lobe, and closer to the cerebellum. During the subtraction task, the left side of the brain shows significant positive activity towards the parietal lobe on the left side lateral view and significant positive activity towards the frontal lobe, the parietal lobe, closer to the cerebellum in the medial left side view. The right side of the brain during the subtraction task shows significant negative activity towards the frontal lobe, the parietal lobe, and significant positive activity towards the cerebellum. This is in the lateral view. In the medial view, it shows significant positive activity towards the frontal lobe, the cerebellum, and the occipital lobe. The first bar graph for addition has a p-value of 0.002 with a cross-block covariance of 54%. The bar graph shows correlations for three conditions: addition true, addition close, and addition far. Values in the bar graph for addition true are approximately negative 0.6 for the low math anxious group, and approximately negative 0.8 for the high anxious math group. Values for addition close are approximately negative 0.5 for the low math anxious group, and approximately negative 0.7 for the high math anxious group. Values for addition far are approximately negative 0.4 for low math anxious group, and approximately negative 0.8 for high math anxious group. The second bar graph shows correlations for subtraction true, subtraction close, and subtraction far conditions. Values in the bar graph for subtraction true are approximately negative 0.8 for low math anxious group, and approximately negative 0.7 for the high math anxious group. Values in the bar graph for subtraction close are approximately negative 0.1 for low math anxious group, and negative 0.7 for high math anxious group. Values in the bar graph for subtraction far are approximately negative 0.3 for low math anxious group and negative 0.7 for high math anxious group, with a p-value of p-value of 0.002 and a cross-block covariance of 61%. The caption for this figure reads as follows. The first LV revealed similar activation patterns between high and low math anxious individuals, including increased activity in the default mode network associated with better performance across addition and subtraction. The DMN included the medial prefrontal cortex, superior, middle, inferior temporal gyrus, parahippocampal gyrus, posterior cingulate cortex, and cuneus. Supplementary table S3. Activation clusters from positive relation between performance and brain activity are depicted in red/yellow color. Activation clusters from negative relation between performance and brain activity are depicted in blue light blue color. The graphs depict the directionality of correlation between brain and behavior scores for each conditioning group. The y-axis represents the correlation of brain activity and inverse efficiency score, IES. Higher IES indicates worse performance. Negative bars indicate positive correlation between performance and brain activities. Error bars are 95% confidence intervals around the mean correlation between brain and behavior scores.